Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
That's the way Elvis did it. Here's the way Cyrus Chestnut does it. That's Cyrus Chestnut's interpretation of Love Me Tender. It's one of 11 tracks on his new CD, Cyrus Plays Elvis. Cyrus Chestnut and Elvis Presley may not be the most likely of pairings. Mr. Chestnut is one of the top jazz pianists of his generation, and that generation was born years after Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, and Don't Be Cruel put Elvis on the throne. Cyrus Chestnut is here in our studio. He's seated at the Steinway. We're very happy to have him here, and we're in for a treat. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, we just talked with Jeff Edgers about a children's book, Who Was Elvis Presley? Who was Elvis Presley to you when you were growing up?
Well, I remember this energetic guy dancing like crazy and people going crazy. It's like, okay, all right, interesting.
But not your thing then?
But, you know, it wasn't like, I'm sorry, forgive me, Elvis fans. I wasn't like running out grabbing piles of Elvis records and, you know, doing the dances at that time. I'm sorry. It was call me a late bloomer, if you will.
Tell me about the moment you decided, hey, I really need to do some Elvis.
Well, I was in this recording studio recording Love Me Tender. When I saw the song, I didn't think much of it. It's like, well, okay, let's just play it. But in the moments of playing it, one of those, I like to call it a divine intervention, or one of those light bulbs go off in your head and says, you know what, you need to research this. So I did research. I just started reading about Elvis and just listening to the music. I got a song book and records and just started listening. And what I found out is that there were some similarities. Elvis loved blues and gospel. I love blues and gospel. So hence a connection. It was not my intention to recreate Elvis or fix once just given an interpretation. The interpretation could not be space age so that nobody has an idea of what's being done. Nor it could be so quote-unquote corny that I get laughed completely out off the planet. Oh, why is he did that, you know?
What do you mean by space age? Like,
well, I mean, you know, like say, for instance, Love Me Tender, right, you know? I mean, conceptually it could work, but that wasn't the idea, you know. I believe in writing music that people enjoy. Simple yet complex. Complex yet simple.
And you said you didn't want to be corny about it either. What do you mean by that? Just, I mean, without...
Well, I mean, you know... I mean, you know, that's been done already. It's been done already, so... The idea was to try to draw new water out of an old well.
Well, let's hear a little bit of your interpretation of Elvis, if you don't mind. You know, pick a song, Heartbreak Hotel, maybe.
Heartbreak Hotel.
very different take on Elvis.
Very much so.
You know, you talked about not being that into Elvis as a kid. At one point, I assume that you grew to have an appreciation and
yeah, I mean, his impact on American music, on just music in general, I mean, he was one of those, what he sang, he connected to. He did the music his way. And so, therefore, here I am coming on a different angle, trying to figure out a way how to do it my own way.
Can you mind playing a little more?
Sure.
We'd love to hear How Great Thou Art.
Okay.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Cyrus Chestnut. The album is called Cyrus Plays Elvis. It is released October 9th. Cyrus, we'd love to have you all day and listen, but if you'd favor us with one last song, we'd love it.
Well, let's see. All of the songs there screaming at me, wanting their turn to be played. Like a third or fourth grade class, who wants to come up to the board and all the hands raise, you know, and say, me, you know. But I think what I like to try now is a solo version of The Hound Dog. Thank you.
You can hear the full version of Cyrus Chestnut playing Hound Dog in NPR's Studio 4A, as well as Chestnut's special tribute to Elvis called Graceland at our website, npr.org. Our feature today was produced by David Nogueras and recorded by Rob Byers. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm James Hattori.